You couldn't make it up. English news on January the 4th. As weather experts are predicting more extreme weather events and storm after storm drives flooding in coastal and low-lying areas of England, we have a rescue story with a difference. The Boxing Day storm uncovered a 1.5-metre fossil dinosaur on Dorset's Jurassic coast. Alan Saxon, an amateur fossil collector, spotted the distinctive head of the ichthyosaur on a post-Christmas coastal walk. He and a professional fossil hunter had only 8 hours to excavate the 200-million-year-old marine dinosaur before the next storm hit the coast and washed it out to sea. When the fossil is prepared and conserved, it's hoped it will go on public display, possibly in Lyme Regis, which is currently the focus of a lot of fossil hunting because the storms are uncovering new fossils all the time as the fossil-rich cliffs are eroded at a record rate. Down in the Antarctic, the opposite seems to be happening, as the weather is trapping people in ice-breaking ships that are getting stuck in the sea ice. Last week, 50 passengers were rescued by helicopter from a Russian research ship, and now the Chinese rescue ship that provided the helicopter is stuck itself. The crew are not said to be in danger. They're staying put and waiting for conditions to improve. Meanwhile, conditions can't be said to be improving as the whiteout on the east coast of the USA. 4,000 flights have been cancelled in the last day or so, and the New York commuter train network has been slowed by the snowfall that dumped 0.5 metre of white stuff on an area ranging from Canada as far down to the East Coast states as New York and Massachusetts. Chilling tales from everywhere except Romania, ironically. I hear that the weather in Cluj is mild and sunny today. Lucky you, Clujers. That's all for now.